Day 37. One small step for man. Genesis 32, verse 28. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." Joshua 1, verse 3. "I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses." One small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. So said Neil Armstrong as he walked on the moon. I wonder if he ever realized how famous that statement would become. But the path of champions is usually comprised of many determined small steps in time that gain great significance. It is only history that turns those moments of dogged determination into glory. Champions are usually people who do not know when to give up. Here we read about Jacob, an ambitious young man who knew what he wanted. He wrestled and struggled against all the odds and knew what he needed to do. He often did things the hard way and learnt from his mistakes. Alder makes this comment about champions. Champions know there are no shortcuts to the top. They climb the mountain one step at a time. They have no use for helicopters. Jacob was one of those. As you decide to run your race, you must realize that you take your ground one step at a time. God promised Joshua that he would give him every piece of ground if he set his foot on it. We need to go and take our territory. It will require the hard, repetitive task of walking the streets, speaking to people, making connections, and developing strategy. Although God promises us success, we do have to work in our communities and build the relationship before we can see the stories of lives transformed. I've loved watching the work of the Message Trust in Manchester, as they have built community relationships by living in the deprived city estates called Eden Projects, ministering in schools, working in prisons, and pouring out their lives for the city. Now they are seeing the results after 25 years of hard labour. How did they find success? Just one step at a time. Read with me another inspiring story, this time in Egypt, where a businessman stepped into a garbage village and brought change. In the early 1980s, this man gave up his job in the city to become an ordained priest in order to minister in this village. When he began, the village had no schools, churches, electricity, water, medical care, or markets. It was just piles of rubbish and people living with pigs in extreme poverty with no sanitation, hope, or care. As Father Semen took care of the dying and ministered to their needs, thousands met Jesus as their saviour and then wanted to build him a house. So began a project to build a church in the midst of this poor community. Today, the garbage village has been transformed and is almost unrecognisable. Order has been restored and the crime rate has dropped. The dedicated love of a man who showed them Jesus has changed their lives. The village is now a bustling, hopeful community of 30,000 people. They still collect garbage. However, they have three schools, a hospital and many churches. The churches they have built have been located in caves that were blocked by rubble. When the first cave was being converted into a chapel, residents found another that is now being used for healing services up to 4,000 people. They then discovered yet another cave that was transformed into an enormous amphitheatre to seat 15,000 people. Weekly, church meetings gather from across Cairo, not just the residents of the garbage village. Father Simon now passes the largest church in the Middle East and one of the best known in Egypt, St. Simon and the Tanna Coptic Orthodox Church in the Makatam garbage village. So let us arise and believe that small steps of obedience can influence history. We must not despise the day of small beginnings, but step out boldly and watch the results in our communities and nations. Let us pray. Father, today give me courage to take the small steps of obedience, realizing that they're vital even though they appear insignificant. Let me see beyond the slow progress and resist discouragement, knowing that this obedience will bring success. Let me not despise the day of small beginnings, but have a tenacity to walk into my promises step by step. Let me be a champion amongst the poor, helping them to find life. Amen.